Welcome to another edition of the Water Brothers podcast. My name is Jay Kirshner. I'm the executive director of American Water College, and I'm joined by my twin brother, Joe Kirshner, who is the founder and president of American Water College. And today we're going to talk about vocabulary, maybe not an exciting subject to most people, but learning the language of an industry is very important. And each industry, wherever you go, and wherever you work, there are always certain words, certain terms that are used that are important. And so this podcast will be especially important for those who are just new to the industry or want to get into the water and wastewater treatment industry. So today, like I said, we're going to talk about learning the lingo. And I've asked Joe to come and share with us some tips on how to best learn the language of the industry.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Jay. Understanding the terminology that's specific to the water and wastewater industry is very important. It's like a fundamental building block that people new to the industry have to take the time to learn. You know, if you don't learn the words that are unique to this industry, you're going to be lost. So, as dry as it might sound, going over vocabulary words and learning the definitions, or like we say, learning the lingo of water and wastewater treatment is so key to developing and growing in your knowledge in this industry.
And so, do you got some tips on how people can do this?
I do. But before I get into the tips, I just want to say that when preparing for a certification exam, if you're taking a entry level exam or even that second level exam, you know, just before getting to that journey level, a lot of the questions that you're going to see on that exam, the definitions of these key words are oftentimes that they'll lead you right to the answer. So at the lower levels, they just want to know, do you understand? They're testing, you know, can you recognize the proper term when given? And then as you move up, they'll test more deeply your understanding of those words as well. But again, for the entry level,
how do they test your understanding? Will they use the definitions or put the key words in a question incorrectly, or how do they make sure you know?
Yes. Well, that's what happens is they'll write the questions in such a way that is testing whether or not you really understand the key term that they're testing. So one of the answers might look correct if you don't fully understand the definition of the word.
Can you give us an example of how they might try and test your vocabulary knowledge on a test?
Sure. Let's take the word coagulation, for example. Now, some people might recognize coagulate in reference to what your blood does when you start bleeding and it kind of forms a scab, it kind of coagulates. So if you don't understand the water treatment definition of coagulation or how it's used and defined in water treatment, you might be able to be misled. So they'll word a question and it's testing your understanding of coagulation versus flocculation. Okay, because coagulation is a chemical process and it's a matter of charge neutralization that allows the charged particles that are naturally in the water to come together. But the actual coagulation process, the intent is to neutralize the charge. The flocculation process is where those neutralized charges then agglomerate together and form larger flock. So there's often confusion between coagulation and flocculation, where one is more of a chemical process and a charge neutralization process, and the other is more of a physical process where the particles are getting large enough so that they can settle out. So that's just one example, you know, knowing the difference between coagulation and flocculation.
Excellent. Great, great example. So now let's move on to some tips on how people can learn the lingo and keep their vocabulary straight.
Okay. I referred to a notebook that the students should keep as they're preparing for an exam. And in that notebook, you would want to keep a list of definitions or the keywords that you had to look up so that you could better understand them during your studies. Now, these keywords, you know, as you're going through material preparing for the exam, if you come across a word that you don't understand, you want to write it down, look it up, and get that definition. And you can find those definitions in the glossary of some of the textbooks that are put out there by other organizations, or we provide in our exam prep, we provide right at the beginning of each lesson in the handout, we have those keywords with the definitions right there. So you want to keep those in your notebook so that you have them to refer to and memorize those definitions. Also, I would encourage you to review those definitions regularly. So, for example, in one of our courses, you might go through a couple of lessons. After going through a few lessons, you're going to want to kind of circle back and reread those keywords and concepts or those the keywords with their definitions and just keep them fresh in your mind. But you want to give some space between the times that, you know, from when you first see those words to the time when you go back and review them.
Yeah. You know, I was listening to the news on the radio, and there was just recently a study that confirms what we teach our students. And there's regularly studies of the same stripe, I think, that talk about the spaced repetition, meaning learn a concept, learn information in small chunks, learn it in 5 minute, 10 minute, 15, 30 minute blocks, set it aside, come back to it, review it. And that's the best way to learn new things, whether it's learning a musical instrument, learning your vocabulary, or learning any new concepts. And so we'll probably talk more about that in our upcoming podcast. We're going to talk about visual study aids. The other thing I heard was that one of the ways to remember things, if you want to memorize information, is to actually draw a picture. So create a picture of whatever it is that you're trying to memorize.
Right.
So do you recommend some of those techniques to our students?
Absolutely. In fact, in the next podcast, we're going to talk about kind of tying together the flashcard, the definitions, with an image that kind of ties that all together to really deepen that impression in your brain. So yeah, definitely.
So what other memory techniques might we have for learning vocabulary words?
Well, there's a couple of things. There's a study that I read, and this was some years ago, but it still holds true today, that when you're learning definitions, it's best if you write it down in your own handwriting and print rather than, you know, write in cursive writing. So you want to print it letter by letter, writing out that definition. So doing it in your own handwriting, but when I say handwriting, again, I'm talking about printing, is much better than typing it out. Now, if your writing is so bad that you can't read your own writing, then I guess I would suggest typing it out. But the imagery and the motor skills required to form each letter as you're forming the words, again, makes a deeper impression in your brain, more so than typing it out on a keyboard. So number one, I would encourage you to write out the definition in your own handwriting and put that in your study notebook. And then the second thing is another tool that we offer students in our online training is the use of a drag and drop matching tool. And this engages the motor skills as well as gives a visual impression where the student will take the definition of the word and match it to the appropriate word. And again, by using the motor skills, which we talked about earlier, you know, for the tactile learner, and the visualization of watching this happen and reading the definition and matching it with the word. And I would add a third element for the auditory learner, read it out loud. You know, as you're doing the online drag and drop, read it out loud, read the word, read the definition. Once you find the correct definition, you drag it over, drop it. And again, that's going to give a good deep impression in your memory so that you'll be able to use that come exam time.
Well, that's some great information about learning the language. So I think we'll just wrap it up here. That's enough. We want to keep things in small chunks like we just talked about. So for American Water College, I'm Jay.
And I'm Joe.
And we are the Water Brothers. We'll talk to you soon.